And while the experts debate what will save us, commentator John Ridley says there's one industry that's usually found bad times to be good business.
The only bromide in Hollywood older than Boy Meets Girl is that movies are recession-proof. Now, this cliche dates way back to the days of the Great Depression, when the only things that anyone seemingly could spare a dime for were bootleg liquor and Busby Berkeley musicals.
Out in Hollywood, the sensation of the moment is the picture called 42nd Street.
Makes sense. I mean, when times are tough, people want to escape to somewhere fantastic without having to pay a lot of actual escape to somewhere fantastic cash. And offering a couple of hours away from the ordinary is what movies do best. So, as our economy falters once again, will America look west to us godless heathens in Hollywood to lift the nation from its doldrums and make a buck to boot? History says yes. That recession-proof line isn't just Hollywood lore. According to Time magazine, domestic box office returns were up 5 of the last 7 times the economy was down. For example, in 1981, we had the aftermath of the Iranian Revolution, a steep jack in oil prices, and Raiders of the Lost Ark, which snatched an arkful of $209 million. The 1973 oil crisis, God, oil again. Good thing we don't have to worry about that anymore. Now, that actually ran until 1975, and during that time, Hollywood cranked out hits like American Graffiti, The Exorcist, Chinatown, Godfather Part II, and then there was a little picture called Jaws, a $7 million investment that turned into a $69 million domestic first-run windfall. I mean, not only does Hollywood make money, they actually seem to make better movies during recessions. I mean, I'm pretty sure studio executives wish we could have a recession every year. And if there was ever a time us heathens needed some box office heroics, it's now, as the brilliantly executed writer's strike cost California billions in revenue and thousands of jobs. I mean, people all over the state are hurting. So how's this year looking? Well, this summer we had snappy financial receptions for Iron Man and the ladies from Sex and the City, Indiana Jones, again, and there was The Dark Knight, which at $527 million is the largest domestic hit in 11 years. So can Tinseltown once again buck the financial trend? Well, in Hollywood, there's usually a happy ending.
Commentator and screenwriter John Ridley has written a few happy endings and otherwise. He's also founding editor of ThatMinorityThing.com, and you can read his blog, Visible Man, on npr.org.